Detroit has been in political limbo. Its last mayor resigned after pleading guilty to perjury charges, and there will be not one but four separate elections this year to decide who'll replace him. Running now are two men who share little in common. Dave Bing, a suburbanite and former pro basketball star, faces the man who inherited the job and now wants to hold on to it. Noah Ofshinsky of member station WDET reports on a high-stakes race that has so far garnered little public interest.
Detroit is a city in transition. As the Motor City continues its post-industrial decline, residents here are looking for someone to lead them out of this economic desert.
Smile. Good morning, everyone.
As the current mayor, Ken Cockrell Jr. has the power of incumbency. At a recent jobs fair that drew thousands of unemployed, the mayor worked the room, patiently listening to people's stories. Cockrell says now is not the time for new blood.
I think when the economy is booming and things are easy, you don't have a lot of issues and a lot of problems, to have somebody who's a novice, or if you want to use the term rookie, there are probably far fewer risks involved.
Standing near Cockrell at the jobs fair is voter Anthony Thomas. He says he has high hopes for the man running against the current mayor, former NBA star and respected industrialist Dave Bing.
Well, I think one thing he can do is probably generate a lot of jobs, turn around the financial problems in the city of Detroit with his business savvy. And basically, I think overall, he's just a man. He's the one that I think that really can bring Detroit back and put it on the map.
Hoping to capitalize on the past, Bing often paints his rival as the status quo. As city council president, Cockrell took over after Kwame Kilpatrick resigned in disgrace. Bing says to fix the problems plaguing this beleaguered city, a mayor needs to think like a businessman.
I think politics got us where we are. And I think a fresh look, a fresh face, fresh new ideas is really what the city needs right now. The city is a huge business, and anybody who thinks differently, I don't know where they're coming from.
Despite the rhetoric, both candidates are Democrats who share many of the same views. So the campaigns have spent a lot of time talking about non-policy issues. Cockrell labels Bing a carpetbagger because up until this election season, he lived in an exclusive Detroit suburb in a gated community. Bing has also taken heat for misrepresenting his formal education. And Bing says he won't debate Cockrell until he reveals his personal finances. Political consultant Steve Hood says neither candidate offers a compelling vision, especially in a city where bad news comes at an unrelenting pace.
It is rough here in Detroit. If these guys don't offer a vision, all right, for the future, where we're going to have better safety, better public safety, where we're going to have better city services, where we're going to have a better educational system, then they're not going to motivate anybody. And what will happen is neither one of them will make it through the August primary.
Whichever candidate earns the chance to complete Kwame Kilpatrick's term on May 5th, the loser will get that rarest of things in politics, a second chance. There is yet another election cycle later this year, and the winner will get to serve a full four-year term as Detroit's mayor. For NPR News, I'm Noah Ofshinsky in Detroit.